Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, the ad breaks at the end of the start of the hours, and I've got to end it here because I want to go to the LA Times lady who's here to interview me, and then I got a bunch of meetings. So each caller, just ask a quick question or comment. We'll get Stefan's one-line response. I'll try to shut up. Joe in North Carolina, thanks for calling. You're watching us on Roku right now. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. I'll make this real quick. I got some disturbing information yesterday that I haven't heard you talk about yet concerning the missing nuclear warheads from Dyess Air Force Base. The news came to me from a former Congress or Senate woman, I can't remember which, who is a reverend, and purportedly the nukes were detonated under Obama's order as they went into continuity of government mode in the White House bunker. The Pentagon had got word of this, and the members of our military, instead of detonating the nukes in Charleston Harbor, where they were told to detonate them by the government, they detonated them out at sea.
Well, sir, do this. Email me with some facts and some info and the names, and I'll look into it. There's a lot of stuff going on. We know the nukes did come up missing directly from the base source, who we confirmed and talked to. I don't know about all the speculation that's come after it, but Stefan Molyneux, let me ask you this question. What is to stop, and your website's freedomainradio.com, what is to stop governments from staging false flags, staging terror attacks? How do we take that ace in the hole away from them?
The alertness and skepticism of people outside the mainstream media. The nuke thing is interesting. Do you know what the nuclear launch codes were throughout most of the Cold War?
8 zeros.
7 zeros in a row.
Or how many zeros?
7 zeros. In other words, you could have ended the human race by leaning on a keyboard accidentally. This is the kind of security you're going to get from the state.
I know. What is wrong with these people?
I mean, a birthday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, anything. Just not all the zeros in a row. That's not even a code.
Very well said. Man, I tell you, I forgot about that story last week. Danny in Indiana, go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast, brother.
Right on, man. Yeah, I just wanted to share something that really, like, ticked me off. I was watching the show Parks and Rec the other day. I don't know if you know that show. But it's local government in a fictitious town in Indiana where I live. And it's always portrays the town hall meetings as, like, all the locals are just morons, you know. But and they bring up really stupid stuff, and it's all about, like, hey, why don't you, you know, we need to protect these people from themselves, basically. And I'm watching it one day, and it's about fluoride. They don't want fluoride in their water. And they're just portrayed as bumbling morons. And I just had to turn my TV off. It just made me so angry. It was just so blatant, like media propaganda inserted into entertainment. I don't know. Just had to share that.
That's good news. Look, I'm sorry. It's great news that this is even coming up as a topic. All of the attacks on libertarianism that have come out recently are incredibly good news. You know what Gandhi said, right? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
That's right.
We're actually in the phase of fighting. I think it's fantastic. Let's bring more of this stuff up and let's people make more fun of us because
exactly.
Then at least they're talking about the issues which we'll always win on.
Exactly. I mean, I've been doing this 18 years, folks. 20 as an activist for liberty. When they're attacking you, man, you're winning. I mean, Stefan Molyneux.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
What an evil person. I'm joking. All right, Michael always says, I don't know if I can get to you. I apologize. Call me back on the Sunday show. I promise. Front of the line for Michael, Simon, Jesse. Here's a story, finally, we'll put on screen. Just broke. You know, the Russians threatened to nuke us, and we keep moving weapons close to them 2 days ago. Well, now, defense analysts, U.S. should plan for war with China. Analysts told House members that U.S. is currently unprepared for potential conflict. Yeah, they couldn't beat the Taliban, so now let's start a war with Russia and China. Closing comments on this bat-you-know-what crazy info.
Well, it means, of course, that we are nearing the end of the fiat money death spiral because they're starting to talk about war. As you pointed out earlier, the rulers used to love wars until there were nuclear weapons when they could be targeted themselves, and suddenly it's blessed are the peacemakers. They will talk about this stuff to rile you up, to keep you distracted, and what they're trying to do is get you so scared that you will accept a lower standard of living. Do not accept a reduction in the quality of your life. Do not accept a lower standard of living based upon the predations of the state. Fight back in prosperity and freedom.
That's right. Great job. That's right. Thank you, Stefan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have set sail, Destination Awakening, Final Destination Liberty. Thank you for joining us on this 13th day of December 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Anarchic capitalist and very interesting analyst, Stefan Molyneux, will be joining us from the Great White North, Canada, via video Skype. And, of course, Max Keiser, the stockbroker, economist, analyst, will talk about the big rumbles that's got mainline economists saying that they've now entered a false reality. Every market valuation has lost every anchor to the real world. That's Reagan advisor. Kaiser's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. Stefan Molyneux, third hour. And I'm going to take calls for each half hour with them for your questions and comments. I really, really, really love the questions and comments that folks bring up. So we'll be opening the phones up when they're on with us. Where to start? Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Democrat debt victory and the decline of the Tea Party Republicans. You know, I don't know if I agree with Nimmo on that, but it's certainly up for debate. You can go in there and comment and give us your take. That just went up seconds ago, zero comments on that top story there. But it's definitely the decline of the rhino fake Tea Party Democrats run by people like Karl Rove. Now, if you actually look at it through Campaigns for Liberty and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, their popularity is more than ever. And people are running at city, a state, a county, a federal races and winning and actually shooting down the Syria expansion of the war, shooting down so many of the initiatives, gun control, restricting our Second Amendment. I mean, from that perspective, I see what Kurt's saying, but again, I don't agree completely with all my writers. We have some diversity of freedom-based thought, but I do see his point that it's the decline of mainline fake Tea Party people. But it is pretty disgusting. Paul Ryan promenades with Democrats as debt heads to the stratosphere. And look at what's happening. Now they have this House budget deal for cuts that both parties dislike. Yeah, but they already increased spending 60-something billion, and then they cut that. So it's like they increase it, and then they cut it. Like if I, caught one of my kids in the Fig Newtons or something, and they said, I caught them eating like 10 Fig Newtons before dinner, and they had 10 of them in their hands, and I said, you can't have any of those Fig Newtons till after dinner, and then they go, only five. That's exactly the type of stuff that we're dealing with here, and here's a headline out of Breitbart. Spain's public debt hits record at 93.4% of GDP, and that's current obligations, not counting all the future obligations. It's more like 200%+ of their GDP. That's not sustainable in any universe, and that's where we're being maneuvered by these big offshore megabanks that run the New World Order. They want us bankrupted. That's their plan. So we're going to be breaking that down. Budget passed by House eases cuts both parties dislike. And that is an accurate headline from Drudge. And that's a Bloomberg story. Because the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, they're not even talking about the QE Unlimited by the Federal Reserve that's devaluing all of our dollars. That's why the stock market's so high, even though it's been down this week a little bit, is because they're chasing the stocks with devalued dollars, and there's nowhere else to invest because you don't even get interest now at the bank on average. In fact, banks are talking about, we've already done this in areas of Europe, making you pay to have money in there. That's called Weimar Republic type indicators. Oh, but a congresswoman is complaining, saying it's harder to recruit federal workers if they don't keep increasing their pay and if they don't keep expanding basically the federal budget. And then when they wreck the society, their answer will be even more collectivism, more taxes, more control over the middle class. And by the way, Rahm Emanuel's brother, the doctor, Ezekiel Emanuel, who helped write the Obamacare monstrosity, admits on Fox Sunday months ago that the plans to get rid of the market where you can go out and get your own insurance and basically bring it into a socialist model with the big insurance companies on top getting the profits. So they socialize all of our lives and socialize the debt so we all have to pay it, but then privatize the profits offshore. And so we knew they were bringing in death panels, and now they admit it. We knew they were planning to bankrupt the healthcare system. Further, that's a classic socialist communist tactic. And I want to explain something here. We've got the LA Times here doing a profile for new listeners. We're not saying this is a communist conspiracy we face or a socialist conspiracy. It is a collectivist anti-liberty system for the general public with a tiny technocratic elite, less than 0.1%, less than 6,000 top globalists in the superclass that the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, talks about, and I agree with his analysis. He's pushing it as a good thing. These people are largely exempt, just like Congress is, just like the EU bureaucrats are, just like the French government are, from the high taxes. The 100% taxes on the middle class and the nouveau riche, new wealthy in France is designed to destroy them as a class while transferring their wealth to the people that call themselves socialists, who are really a bunch of knuckle-dragging bank-robbing thugs who all have Swiss bank accounts on record for 1 year not paying the taxes, and the head of the IMF is exempt from the EU-wide taxes that she wants to be raised. These are parasite criminals, period. They are our enemies, and they're never going to stop. And they're going to use the deindustrialization and the so-called service economy they're now shutting down. Oh, first it's going to be a service economy. Told you they were going to get rid of that. They've done this in other countries to have you under full control. So they dominate the future. So they control the future. So they run our lives. They are eugenicist, transhumanist, delusional, power-tripping criminals who take our money and energy and ideas and get to play God, and their reign of control freak garbage needs to come to an end now! They are not going to give us quarter. They are not going to back off. They're not going to stop. They are mentally ill, psychopathic control freaks. Let me just do this. I kind of went off onto a rampage about that. I mean, I use this example. I'll use it again. Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of the first round of banker bailout. 40-something billion for Berkshire Hathaway in the first year of it. Of course he's lobbying to raise taxes, ladies and gentlemen, because he basically has had the laws written where his offshore subsidiaries are tax exempt. Now, if you can't figure that out, he's always on TV eating an ice cream cone. Always eating an ice cream cone. It's a non-threatening thing. Just like somebody pulls up to kidnap your kids out of the backyard, they go, I got an ice cream cone. I got a puppy. Evil doesn't come dressed like Adolf Hitler very often, folks, in a military uniform, screaming and yelling. Evil comes all simpering and, oh, we're here to help you. Do what we say or Oprah Winfrey will call you a racist. Now is the time to face the reality. We have been boarded by pirates using high-tech PR systems. And they're backed up by a paramilitary takeover system if we try to get out of line. Well, the answer is to have a full break with them and a full wake-up to them. And then there's nothing they can do to stop us if we start withdrawing from their system, only voting with our dollars with people and groups that promote liberty, and literally, literally focusing on them as the enemy and as the problem with absolute total hatred. Because they hate us, folks. Now, again, we fight them because we love our family. But when we see them, there needs to be revulsion. There needs to be an absolute, there's Jeffrey Dahmer. There's Hitler. There's Stalin. There's Mao. These people are our enemies, our declared enemies. They are robbing us and destroying our republic. And the only thing that's going to beat them is absolute revulsion and shunning. As they deploy armored vehicles and drones against us and criminally spy on us and hire huge armies of control freak miscreants, psychologically tested, showing that they're cowards and want to dominate others. They are building an army worthy of Mordor against us, and we must rally against them. I mean, that's why I get so excited, folks, because I look at this stuff every day, at night, in the morning, in the afternoon. I'm living this stuff 16, 17, 18 hours a day. I know how real it is. All right, let me just give you some of the headlines, because I keep saying I'm going to get to that. Guess who earned PolitiFact's Top Lie 2013? Obama. We're going to tell you about that. Chinese naval vessels try to force U.S. warships to stop international waters, trying to ram the ship. Folks, this is real, what's happening in China. And all our insiders have told you for years, watch China, it's the big one. Unbelievable. Belgium Senate approves a measure allowing doctors to euthanize children. Isn't that just precious? They decide when to terminate them. It's socialist. That's how you save money. You can pay the government pensions if you kill some kids. Remember Bill Gates said, we don't give grandma care. We hire 10 teachers. And the teachers got real excited. Hey, teachers, you really think somebody like that's going to give you a bigger pension? They've already domesticated us. They're going to be taking the pensions now, cupcake. Just get ready. Let's go to the next one. NSA leaders split on giving amnesty to Snowden. Folks, unless Snowden's a double agent, he can never come back. Okay, let's just get that straight. Also, sky's the limit. New towers for the rich soar in New York. And if you look at these groups as a group, they're people with government contracts or insiders in the stock market and the rigged system. Who, by the way, are lobbying for higher taxes and gun control, but then they own guns themselves, like the head of the White House-run Media Matters. But just like Dianne Feinstein. They have guns and bodyguards because they know what they've done. You don't. You don't. They're going to get your guns. Of course they want your guns. Look at Goldman Sachs with all their armed guards in New York. They don't have guns while they reach into your back pocket. Hands up. They got the guns. They're going to get yours. They're going to take that Bible away from you, too, you bitter clingers. All over the country, they're pulling down crosses. They're even pulling them off private property, saying people are offended. Pulling them out of the... But you know what? We're going to teach your five-year-old how to have anal sex. And if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. By the way, is that a brown bag you got at work? That's racist. You're fired. But if you want to call for sterilization of black people in Africa, that's okay.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, here it is. Life Change T's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change T is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change T doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
Talk to first-time callers yet again today on this Friday. Give you a chance to get involved. Love to hear from you on any issue you'd like to bring up. As long as you got a good phone that's clear, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So I mentioned this. Let me give you the facts now. Guess who earned PolitiFact's top lie of 2013? Uh-oh, PolitiFact's being racist, Oprah said. Each year, PolitiFact chooses the most egregious and misleading lie made by a U.S. political figure, with the top four all involving Obamacare. It may surprise you who won the top spot. Oh, no, I'm not surprised at all. If you like your health care, you can keep your health care. Remember that quote President Obama repeated numerous times? Yeah, in the State of the Union as well. While that was bad enough, it was far worse when he modified the lie, inserting a disclaimer, according to CNN. First, he said he'd never said it. Then they played it. They said, well, what I meant was, well, he said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. Said Obama. And the PolitiFact gave that the pants on fire. And we played this already a bunch. We're not going to play it again. Oprah told the BBC about 3 weeks ago that people are criticizing the Lord, the dear leader, Adolf Hitler, I mean, Barack Obama, Kim Jong-un, himself, the dear leader, the one who makes the birds tweet, the one that makes the businesses run. If you have a business, you didn't build it. The dear leader that doubled and tripled your premiums and kicked you off your doctor plan and built the giant system so it would be a fraud and wouldn't work so they could claim it was a screw job because it didn't work, not because they screwed you. See, they say, oh, it's an accident. I told you that was coming. I know how these criminals operate. But now they admit it. They go, it's good it doesn't work. We're going to ruin the whole system and go to pure commie care. See, they even admit it because they're criminals and they love to rub your nose in it. And they're going to keep doing it because they know you love it. So again, Obama is a victim of racism, she said, and they just have to die. Remember that video? They just have to die. In fact, I'm going to apologize in a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to Oprah. I'm not mad at Obama because he wants to take my guns or because he's offshoring our jobs or because he's totally selling us out with the Republican leadership and deindustrializing the nation. I'm not mad at him that he wants to federalize all the schools and has MSNBC openly say that my children belong to the state. I'm not mad that it's ripping people off and shutting down the economy and wrecking health care in this country, even worse with Obamacare by design. I'm not mad at all that. I'm mad because, folks, it is because he has light brown skin. It very upsets me. That's deep racism, and I need to be killed. I want to invite Oprah Winfrey to come to Austin, Texas, and we'll build a guillotine for her, and she can pull the lever and chop my head off. Because I disagree with him, and I think I don't like him. And she is a goddess, and when she speaks as a fountain of wisdom, it's true. And so she spoke ex cathedra from her throne, and so that means it is written, it is done. And so all of us who don't like anything Obama does need to die. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, Oprah, I actually don't want to die. I actually want your horrible political ideas to die. Because we know, Oprah, it's been leaked in the London Guardian and the Sunday Times of London and the ABC News wrote a whitewash on it, that you meet at the secret eugenics meetings to push a alternate world government plan to forcibly reduce world population. And we know what you push on depopulation in Africa. And so that's why you call everyone a racist all day. The truth is, you as a multi-billionaire are led into the elite halls at elite meetings with 10 or 12 people at them, way above Bilderberg, because you are such a traitor to humanity and such a traitor to black people. And you are a pig and a disgusting, fat, demonic worm. And I don't mean that because sometimes you balloon up and balloon down like a self-propelled stomach. All of us have weight problems, at least sometimes. Most of us do. I mean, you're spiritually an obese demon. I mean, your sins are bloated and oozing with the crimes you've committed and against humanity and the division you've sowed and the con games, giving women free cars, knowing it'll make all the other welfare-type folks and lottery ticket-type people tune in, believing they're going to get some type of free deal, manipulating your audience in a cold-blooded, calculated, anti-human, collectivist way. And that's just what they'll do. Oprah Winfrey. Your ideas and people that think like you are a scourge on this planet, but I don't hope you die. I hope you reprove yourself and repent before you're dropped headlong into the pit of Hades, into the frozen ninth circle of hell, to kneel before your God, David Rockefeller. We'll be back with the news and your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
The clock's ticking, globalists. None of you will merge with the machines and become immortal gods. That's all a delusion, a spiritual lie, so you believe you will escape judgment. No one escapes judgment. No one escapes justice ever, not in this life or the next. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm going to race through some more of the headlines here and drill into a few of the other really important stories a little bit more, and then go to your phone calls for folks that are patiently holding. Briefly, Christmas is here. I know I just committed a politically incorrect thought crime, but Christmas is here. And even if you're not a Christian or don't like our Lord and Savior Santa Claus, I'm being sarcastic. That's what the media has turned it into. You can certainly enjoy time off and spending time with your families. And we have a lot of different specials running right now. 10% off the great stainless steel gravity-fed filters, what I use for my family. Promo code WATER to get 10% off the already lowest prices out there on the best gravity-fed filters. You can take them on the road. They've got the Nomad and Traveler types. They've got the Big King-type systems that can even be used at your restaurant or office. And they've got the Pro Pure Pro One systems that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosate. The leading competition doesn't do this, or I'd be selling it. I did sell the competition before when better stuff came out. I went to this. And then why even sell the other stuff if it's not as good? It's just kind of a no-brainer. I make more money selling everything, but I just am not going to do it. This is the best system for a gravity-fed system, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And we are busy like an anthill here, getting ready to finish up the new studio, some of the new films, all the work we're doing, reaching well over 15 million people a week one way or another on all the different platforms. And I want to boost that to 30 million, 40 million, 50 million a week. And we've got plans to do it. It's hard to get to that next level so busy with all the stuff we're currently doing. But we're getting the folks in, getting them trained, moving forward. We're getting very, very close thanks to all your help out there. We're giving our maximum effort against the New World Order. And when you purchase the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all the great things that are at InfoWarsStore.com, it makes the transmission possible. And finally, there's InfoWarsLife.com, where we have the proprietary nascent iodine. In fact, I keep forgetting since we moved it over there to that desk, that display desk. Well, why don't you guys bring me the bottle that's open? I forgot to take it this morning, and I need to take my iodine twice a day. This is not the regular iodine at the store, folks. This is atomic. That's why you get an iodine from the store, you put it on paper, it's black. It's bound iodine. This is proprietary. They use electricity and sound waves to make it. And there's only one lab in the whole country that can do it, and we've got the corner on the whole deal. And let me tell you, because I had a doctor tell me to get on this stuff like 4 months ago, and it blew me away so much, I basically bought it. Put it out. It turns blue on paper. It's real iodine, folks, like the real iodine crystals. That's why it's lighter and not black. And it just absolutely has done amazing things for my thyroid, my health, and it's helping fund the operation. So InfoWarsLife.com, a great gift to give friends and family. Consult your physician if you have any medical issues first, folks, as you will detoxify. So good. And then we've also got the new fluoride shield. This detoxifies fluoride as well on record, but it's got five other compounds with a lighter dose of nascent iodine, so you can take them together with the Shilajit and a bunch of other stuff to really detoxify the body. And I've been on it about 2 months. It just came out, but I had the tester bottles that I approved. And just what it did, stuff coming out of my skin, you name it. I mean, I still look like hell from all the stress I put my body through. People can see on television the difference. I mean, people can see it. So, again, just try it, folks. I'm not going to even make claims here. InfoWarsLife.com. No brag, just fact. You've heard the rave reviews. Or 888-253-3139. But try the new fluoride shield. It's in a 2-ounce bottle and is a lot more inexpensive for the amount you get than even the nascent iodine, the pure nascent iodine. Okay, I'm done plugging for this hour. Let me just recap, if you just joined us, some of the stuff we already covered. Then I'm going to get into the big stacks I haven't hit yet. We do have Max Kaiser coming up on the economy, and we'll take your calls. And then we have Stefan Molyneux getting into world events, always informative. We'll open phones with him as well. This is really the biggest news of the day, and we've been talking a lot about this, saying historically this is the type of stuff that starts major world wars. And now it's being called a Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, level situation in the areas in and around Japan, South Korea, and China. They're in the South China Sea. Chinese naval vessel tries to force U.S. warship to stop international waters. And that's Bill Gertz, of course, who also writes for the Washington Times. A Chinese naval vessel tried to force a U.S. guided missile warship to stop international waters recently, causing a tense military standoff in the latest case of Chinese maritime harassment, according to defense officials. Guys, I haven't gotten Gertz on in years. Can we get Bill Gertz on about this or just about the whole situation? He's got big CIA contacts. The guided missile cruiser USS Copens, which recently took part in a disaster relief operation in the Philippines from the typhoon, was confronted by Chinese warships in the South China Sea near Beijing's new aircraft carrier, the Liaoning, if I'm pronouncing that right, according to officials familiar with the incident. And basically, we're going to ram them if they didn't get out of the way. This is really becoming a big, big, big issue, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's talk about what else is a big issue. They love to fearmonger about terrorism all day, even though most of these al-Qaeda groups have been funded by our government and others, and that's now been declassified. We're going to cover that in a moment. But when you look at satellite photos now, and I've seen documentaries on this, the whole Earth has giant impact points all over it like the moon. But the moon doesn't have water, doesn't have as much erosion, doesn't have plants growing on it and animals running across it. show, you see all the impact points. And we now know because of Shoemaker-Levy, the comet that crashed into one of the gas giants, that these things come through all the Jupiter. They don't come through every 50 million years like the people have just made up out of the air, pulled out of their Obamas. I was going to say their butts. But the point is, I'm sorry, it was a stupid attempt at humor. Now they know these events are happening every couple hundred years. Now that they have the satellites to be able to gauge it and then go in and have archaeologists test the isotopes that are in the rock when these impacts happened. And I've had Levy of the Shoemaker-Levy group on. I've had a lot of these astronomers and scientists on. And they now know that this is an event that happens a lot. That's why a lot of civilizations, they don't even know the names of, and they can't read the writing of, the stone tablets of, were destroyed, and then the few survivors tell the story of fire from the sky. So this is the real type of threat. And then you've got super volcanoes that they know are hundreds of all over the world that are still, you know, they call them dormant, but they're really active. And you've got, anybody who's been to Yellowstone, you see Old Faithful, that's boiling water from the volcanic lava below. The entire park is the cone of a sunken, fallen-in volcano. In the last few years, it's been incredibly active. This is out of the New York Post. And my point is, government's all got us worried about terrorists and stuff, folks. On a scale of, you know, 1 to a billion, it doesn't even show up. Honeybees kill more people than terrorists every year. Look it up. And I'm not saying this is going to blow up on us, but we know volcanoes erupt more often now than scientists previously said. We don't know exactly how often, but it looks like pretty darn often. You end up like people in Pompeii, but I've seen different numbers, but let's just put it this way. This volcano would have an explosion hundreds of times bigger than Krakatoa or Pompeii. Pompeii thousands of years ago. Krakatoa was, what, 100 and something years ago? The point is that this is not a game. This is not a joke. Hundreds of square miles is the size of the cone. And the last time it blew up, most of the country got covered with ash, just to give you an idea. And let me tell you, this is the big deal. I mean, you got the Chinese and the U.S. and Japan close to war. You got all this crazy stuff going on. And then you got this. And now we know this stuff happens a lot more often than folks thought. Okay? Beneath Yellowstone, a volcano that could wipe out the U.S. It's the awe-inspiring pride of the United States, and it harbors a deadly power that could kill us all. Yellowstone National Park is pristine wilderness, full of scenic landscapes. That's it. I'm going up there. It's a good excuse to go on a road trip with the kids. And iconic hot pools and geysers that attract tens of thousands of visitors every year. But it's what lies beneath that has scientists scurrying. That's a good way to describe it. I'm glad somebody cares. And we've had some of these scientists on over the years. We've long known that Yellowstone is merely the skin top of a supervolcano, a giant pool of magma sitting just under the Earth's surface. Exactly how giant has been the subject of much speculation until now. Dun, dun, dun. A team from the University of Utah, I want them on, guys. I want them on this show next week, please, please, of Utah, have told the American Geological Union fall meeting in San Francisco that Yellowstone's magma chamber is 2.5 times larger than previously thought. It is the underground cavern measuring some 55 miles by 20 miles and containing between 125 and 185 billion cubic miles of molten rock. 185 billion cubic miles. Oh, I'm so scared of Al-Qaeda now. I'm glad they've got armored vehicles on every street corner for us, folks. And that's what always, it's like the song Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. Godzilla, that's a metaphor for the Earth. I mean, don't you just wish one of these would go off in D.C. sometimes? I mean, I'm being sarcastic. I actually don't wish that because Rand Paul's up there. But the point is that this is a big deal. If it blows, it will wipe out America. Yeah, that's what the scientists have said here before, and have enormous impacts on the rest of the world. Maybe we could have the TSA go out there and just frisk people, and that would make us safe. The university researchers described their discovery as astounding. And really, researchers are fighting the same thing. This is what they've been saying for a decade as it's been heating up. You see, they used to think, it goes off every few million years. Now they know it's rising and lowering much faster and is showing evidence it could explode anytime. Anytime. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. Because they don't have a lot of supervolcanoes to study. They have a lot of regular different, you know, the three types, really four types. But they're leaning towards that it's gonna blow up. Is it 10 years, 20 years, 100 years from now? Nobody knows. Round and round she goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Yeah, that's right. In fact, CJ just popped my ear, pointed out that they're saying it's overdue. But I'm trying to be conservative here. They'll have CNN announce that I claim that Obama is going to blow up a volcano. You know, a woman called in and said, I think weather weapons could have made the tornadoes hit Oklahoma City. And I said, well, they do have weather weapons, but this probably isn't that. And they turned that into Alex Jones says Obama sent the tornadoes, lying to their victim audience. So I'm not saying it's overdue, even though the scientists say that. And I didn't make the volcano. They'll say, Jones claims that there's a spaceship under the UN building. That's Rachel Maddow. He said that. Okay, continuing. I mean, she said that. The research is part of an ongoing effort to assess the true threat of the molten beast represents. What is a super volcano? Yeah, and then they say eruption due in this article. From analysis of rock and sediment layers, scientists say another eruption is almost due. And that's why there's different views, because they all vary and debate it, at least by geological standards. It appears the supervolcano explodes roughly every 700,000 years. They don't know. Three such eruptions are known. One was 2.1 million years ago. Another 1.3 million years ago. This is again, they consider the isotopes. The most recent was 640,000 years ago. But here's what the scientists have told me, and I haven't read this whole article, so I don't know if they cover it here, because I keep talking about it, and the next page covers what I already had said before, because we've had the scientist on, is that when you look at these things, they think there's like hiccups, which are, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 times the size of a Mount St. Helens. So the big eruptions are having, you know, happening over hundreds of thousands of years, but then it kind of has hiccups. And a hiccup, they think, will destroy the four-state area around there. So better pray and hope there's a God above, folks. So what would happen if Yellowstone was to erupt? Something close to Armageddon, he goes on to say in the New York Post. Soil samples revealed that the last time it happened, the whole North America was smothered by ash. Okay. I've already covered all this. See, I've already studied this because I'm worried about it, because I'm an extremist. Okay, let's go to another very interesting article here in the science and tech area. Physicists discover clearest evidence yet that the universe is a hologram. They're finding in scientific mapping that there's some type of wavelength system. British scientists found this last year. This is Japanese scientists this time. Holding everything together in like an outside projection. So a universe outside the universe containing this verse. And, of course, that's a multiverse that theories of Max Planck and many other quantum mechanics technicians of their time, of course, the most famous of them, Einstein, simultaneous backup theory that universe is a hologram. There it is out of the Journal of Nature. And black holes are just fissures between those. So, yeah, you know, that's really the greatest crime of the globalists, is that we spend all our time obsessed with them when they really don't even matter and are just idiots. Oh, here's another one. You know, they're coming out with CIA-run press bots that write fake news stories that are given the data or press releases. This is out of Newsfeed. Meet the robot telemarketer who denies she's a robot. Yeah, no, I've gotten calls from these for years. I talked about this about 2 years ago where I was arguing, I was calling information because I was driving hands-free and didn't want to, you know, be surfing while I was driving. And I said, no, I want to talk to the operator. And they go, this is the operator. I said, this is a robot. And they started arguing with me. And then I said, that's it, operator, operator, for like a minute. And then a woman came on. So I've already had arguments, and I guarantee you, I was part of some beta test because I tried it again and it never happened, where they were testing this out. The phone call came from a charming woman with bright, engaging voice to the cell phone of a Time Washington Bureau chief, Michael Shearer. She wanted to offer a deal on health insurance, but something was fishy. It's now coming out that they're actually giving your data to telemarketers and people when you do sign up for Obamacare. We already knew that, but that's coming out now. So there you go. Here's another one. Lawmakers who oversee government surveillance programs receive millions from intelligence companies set to make billions off of raping our privacy. Isn't that just sweet? That's out of the Capital City Project. Very important. Just to always point that out. I have some other science news that's really interesting. I haven't haven't gotten to yet. But we're going to come back and go to your phone calls this segment, the next. Then Max Kaiser, 8 After, is going to join us. And then I want to talk about UN confirms chemical arms were used repeatedly in Syria. And then about seven paragraphs in, let me see, 7 paragraphs in, they say no one knows who really did it. Well, that's actually not true. Cy Hirsch and others have now confirmed what we first documented off the Al-Qaeda official channels that are their channels launching the chemical attacks and singing love songs to bin Laden is so goofy, but they weren't so deadly. Insiders reveal Obama framed Assad for chemical weapons attack, Western Journalism Center. So we've got all that. That's coming up. And then we've got another fraud. I heard a talk show host on WOAI last night. I just happened to dial through things. And they were saying, yeah, people said that hijackers couldn't use cell phones on 9/11. Well, they've been proven wrong now. And people couldn't make calls because now the FAA is working with the FCC and others to allow it. That's when your phone, like on a cruise ship, gets jacked into their system and charges you $5 by the minute. It's working off an antenna on the bottom. Your cell phone doesn't work above 3,000 feet. Try it.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Using 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Worldwide. I love this song.
I passed along the way.
Got to ban that church. It's offensive. I'm repenting for being a trendy. Let's go to your phone calls in this segment, the next, and then everybody who's there will be able to talk to Max Kaiser, ask him any questions. And at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to air a drug ad that I heard on the radio. It was so off the charts, I had to play it here. They're all incredible. But when we found it online, there's a parody video with it, but it is the drug ad, because I heard it on the radio for basically one of these speed drugs they're trying to get the public on. Number one drink now is the one-hour energy and stuff that's, you know, not dangerous, I would say, on average, compared to the pharmaceutical stuff. But whatever happened to good old-fashioned coffee? The average American working two jobs, a lot of folks working three jobs, and now they want to put people on stuff that basically the military uses. Folks, if you know what speed does, it makes people go crazy. And, of course, when there's more mental illness and more insanity because of big pharma, their answer will be take our guns, take our rights because other people are out of control. That's the collectivist view. You're not an individual, you're a collectivist. Because somebody did something bad on your block, you're going to the gulag too. It's your job to keep your eye on your neighbors. That's the Soviet way. Let's talk to Chris in Delaware. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. I want to touch on a few things. Recently we had the JFK 50th anniversary. And we don't talk much about us going to the moon. And
that's because I know multiple people that worked at NASA who were good friends of mine. One of them's dead, Raymond Teague, about a few months ago, who were running, you know, cameras on the moon and were there at Mission Control. I can watch the film, see them there in Houston, and they say we went to the moon.
And you believe that?
I've known Raymond Teague for 15 years, and he's one of the sweetest people I ever knew. And he was the real deal and didn't lie about it. He said they would have had to have a whole fake mission in orbit to fool them, but they saw the distance, the time for the radio signals to get there. He said that there was clearly some fake PR photos and stuff put out, they believe, so that people could, you know, see some PR production. But I've talked to Stanley Kubrick's daughter, you name it. He wasn't involved in it. People just make that up and say it with no proof. I just document what I can document. I don't think it really matters at this point. We know they've hoaxed a lot of stuff, but go ahead and make your point about it.
Well, I mean, there's a few videos on YouTube, I'm sure you've seen, and even Fox put out a special about how the moon landing could have been a hoax. Now, I'm not saying we did not go to the moon. I'm just saying the way they put it out is not the way I believe we went to the moon.
What I was told by Dr. Bob Bowman, who's dead now, the former head of the Star Wars program, but he wouldn't talk about it. He said it was classified. I mean, that's the deal. I mean, look, my dad, as a small child, saw bat-winged stealth bombers that are the stealth bombers they rolled out in 1989 or whatever. I saw the stealth fighters outside Dallas fly over and turn their afterburners on when I was like 6-7 years old, a good 10-15 years before those came out. So there's a bunch of secret stuff, undoubtedly.
Let me move on to my next point. Have you heard of the elitist called George Green?
I've heard that name. I'd have to refresh my memory. What about it?
Okay. Well, he supposedly...
Oh, yeah, he's the guy in Colorado who got into the meetings, right?
Yes. Why don't you have him on the show?
I have had him on the show. That is a good idea to have him back. I just had to take a second to click.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.